Do you ever find yourself saying after a heated exchange, "Ish, I lost my cool, I should have remained calm. I think I overreacted." On the other hand, do you know of a person who always seems to be cool and calm, who's able to handle even the most challenging, awkward, difficult situation with grace, who always seems to make other people feel at ease? And you may be thinking to yourself, "Well, I wish I had that type of a personality." Well, it may appear that that person is just the more composed type and I'm the hot-headed type, and you may just think of it as that, but there's more to it. Chances are that that person, he or she, has what is being termed as emotional intelligence, or intelligence of the emotion. And the good news is that this is a skill that can be learned and developed. Most people don't grow up not knowing much about the emotions. What are they? How do they work? How do we are we supposed to manage them? And that means that there are a lot of people out there who are moving around with perfectly normal levels of academic or social intelligence, but surprisingly low levels of emotional intelligence. So that begs the question, what is emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence is your ability to recognize and understand emotions in yourself and others, and your ability to use this awareness to manage your behavior and relationships. There's a statement which is attributed to Sheikh Yahya ibn Ma'az al-Razi, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." Knowledge of yourself is key to the knowledge of Allah. It is the gateway to developing your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses of Surah Fussilat, "Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq." We will show them our signs in the world and in themselves, that the truth may be manifest to them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a high level of emotional intelligence. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that, "Kuntu amshi ma rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I was one day walking with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had a Najrani shawl which had some sort of coarse embroidery on it. And a Bedouin came and he pulled Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam very hard and jerked him to such an extent that the shawl left an imprint on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shoulder. You could see the mark and the impression on the shoulder. And not only that, the Bedouin said, "Ya Muhammad, murli mimma lillahi alladhi indak." That, "Oh Muhammad, give me from the wealth that you have of Allah by you." Despite all this provocation, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to him. Thumma dhahika. He smiled, he laughed. Thumma amara lahu bi ata'in. And then he instructed that this person be given some wealth. So in this narration, we're able to gauge the level of emotional intelligence Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He had such a high level of control that he remained composed despite the inappropriate behavior of the Bedouin. How would we have responded if we were in a similar situation? "Do you know who I am? I'm the Messenger of Allah. Nobody speaks to me like that. Did your mother not teach you manners?" But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained composed and calm. And our problem is that in the process of rushing from one commitment to the next, meeting deadlines and responding to external demands, we lose touch of our emotions. And when we do this, we're far more likely to act unconsciously, respond to every provocation and lose our temper often. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cool, composed, very in tune with his own emotions and with those around him. Said Aisha radiallahu anha says that one day Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Inni la'alamu idha kunti anni radiyatan wa idha kunti alay ghadba." I know well when you are happy with me and when you are angry with me. She was surprised at the claim of the messenger. So she says to him, "Min ayna ta'rifu dhalik?" How do you know that? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When you are happy with me, then in your statement, when you take an oath, you say, 'By the God of Ibrahim, by the Rabb of Ibrahim.' And when you are angry, or that is when you are angry with me. And when you're happy with me, you say, 'La wa Rabbi Muhammad.'" So this was spot on, and therefore said Aisha said, "Ajal, wallahi ya Rasulullah, ma ahjuru illa asmak." That you are spot on, O Nabi of Allah, but all that I abandon is your name. Your love remains deep in my heart. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was acutely aware of the emotions that Sayyidah Aisha was experiencing towards him. We are so disconnected from one another that we don't realize when our spouse is upset about something that we've done or we haven't done. And that is why emotions play a critical role in how we live our lives, from influencing how we engage with others on a day-to-day basis to how it affects our decision-making. And by understanding our emotions, we can gain better control of how we express them. So emotional intelligence really allows us to respond rather than to react.